Time for a Gaza Corner. And tonight, I'd like to acknowledge both Jim Haber, who sent me a bunch of information that was the seed for this Gaza Corner. He's very active in Jewish Voice for Peace, as well as David Mandel, who's a Sacramento lawyer, active in Jewish Voices for Peace, as well as David McLeary. I've mentioned in the past on Gaza Corner, I think many times, how ill-conceived I think it is for people to label anyone as anti-Semitic simply because they're critical of Israeli government policy. I've certainly, you know, been the target of people thinking that I'm a self-hating Jew, I'm anti-Semitic, simply because I believe that the Israeli government is acting in illegal ways, in many ways. The term anti-Zionist, just like the term Zionist, has evolved since the 19th century as well as the 20th century. Now we're into the year 2016. For me, anti-Zionism is a political ideology. It has nothing to do with anti-Semitism. Anti-Zionism is opposing Israel's quest for a greater Israel. How does Israel become a greater Israel? It illegally seizes Palestinian land. It builds illegal settlements, which, by the way, is not only illegal under international law, but every American administration has also said it is illegal. And also, to me, anti-Zionism means you speak out against the ethnic cleansing of Palestinians in the West Bank and in Jerusalem that's going on right now. They've lived in these lands for centuries on end. So clearly, to me, no one is anti-Semitic for speaking out against illegal and morally reprehensible behavior. I was under the naive assumption that those who conflate anti-Semitism and anti-Zionism was limited to ardent, overzealous Zionists, but how wrong I am. The UC Regents issued a draft statement very recently that they're still working on and getting public comment on this coming Wednesday, which I'll mention. But the draft statement is entitled Statement of Principles Against Intolerance. It's in the preamble of this document that equates anti-Zionism and anti-Semitism as both being discriminatory. In fact, I'll read one sentence from the draft statement. It says, quote, anti-Semitism, anti-Zionism, and other forms of discrimination have no place at the University of California, unquote. Now let me quote from Jewish Voices for Peace. The preamble, quote, the preamble to the principles explicitly defines anti-Zionism as a form of discrimination and anti-Semitism, which is both inaccurate and harmful to free speech. Anti-Zionism critiques the action and history of a nation state, not the Jewish people, unquote. It's dangerous. It's dangerous because discrimination is actually a legal category that is not First Amendment protected. If it were to be enforced by the UC Regents, it would be a clear violation of the First Amendment and open the university up probably to clear-cut lawsuits. It creates also very significantly a chilling effect on free speech. It's also worth noting that over 250 UC faculty members signed on, and many of them are Jewish, signed on to Jewish Voice for Peace faculty letter opposing the conflation of anti-Semitism and anti-Zionism. We link on the playlist, and also I'll put this up on the homepage as well, all these links, both to the Statement of Principles Against Intolerance. I'll link to the Jewish Voices for Peace faculty letter, and also a piece from Glenn Greenwald in The Intercept. It talks about threats of political influence made against the university by Senator Dianne Feinstein via her husband, who is a UC regent. We'll also link to an interview with the leader of the AMCHA initiative, AMCHA, who is spearheading the effort to conflate these ideas, saying that her goal is to end Palestine solidarity activism on campuses. The AMCHA initiative dedicates itself to, according to their website, investigating, documenting, educating about, and combating anti-Semitism at institutions of higher education in America. And lastly, I'd like to excerpt from the LA Times editorial board, which came out strongly against associating anti-Semitism with anti-Zionism. The editorial is titled, UC's intolerance policy goes dangerously astray on anti-Semitism. I'll quote from the editorial. It conflates anti-Semitism with anti-Zionism and says both are forms of discrimination that have no place at the University of California. It's difficult to read that as anything other than a warning to those students or faculty members who have fundamental disagreements with the State of Israel. It apparently rules out of bounds an assertion by, say, a Palestinian professor that Israel's creation was unfair or unjustifiable, or by a Jewish student that Israel should be replaced by a non-sectarian state. Both are fully entitled to protection at a public university under the First Amendment. Continuing with the editorial by the LA Times, the equation of anti-Zionism with anti-Semitism might also make it easier to stigmatize protests against Israeli policies, particularly the treatment of Palestinians, even if they don't actually oppose the idea of a Jewish state. Pro-Palestinian activists on campus are right to fear that such a statement would target their advocacy even when it doesn't involve anti-Semitic language or harassing behavior. The UC regents will consider the working group's report at their March 23rd meeting. The regents could approve the entire document, including the language that equates anti-Zionism and anti-Semitism, or they could decide to endorse only the principles of intolerance, which are more restrained in their language and refer simply to anti-Semitism and other forms of discrimination. Or the regents could just go back to the drawing board. The LA Times editorial board concludes by saying, quote, we aren't convinced that any new statement is necessary given a plenitude of policies and disciplinary procedures already on the books. But if the regents insist on adopting some further statement, it should be pruned of any suggestion that criticism of Israel or Zionism is anti-Semitic. It is certainly possible to oppose Israel and not harbor or express prejudice against Jews, unquote. I say amen. And also, I'd like to suggest a call to action for those of you who are upset to hear that UC Regents wants to institutionalize anti-Zionism as a form of discrimination. This coming Wednesday at 1675 Owen Street at UCSF, there will be a Regents meeting. That's Wednesday, March 23rd. Public comment begins at 8:30. If you'd like to go, not only should you plan to arrive at 8 o'clock like I will, but also you need to sign up for public comment by calling a phone number and they will put you down on the list. That phone number is 510-987-9220. 510-987-9220. 510-987-9220. The public needs to be heard.